Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the DDP. We are transitioning into Paul's final section of the 4th chapter of Ephesians. And while it may appear that Paul changes topics, he's been talking about taking off the old frayed garment of the old man and his lifestyle by renewing your mind and putting on the fresh garment of your new creation lifestyle, which is created in true holiness and righteousness, which means there's a false righteousness. Paul differentiates between the two. While it looks like he's done and he's transitioning, he's really about to give you some concrete examples of ways people put off their old lives and ways they put on their new lives. So there's a link between this new man passage of 17 to 24 and this do not grieve the Holy Spirit passage, which is about all that most of us ever take out of the last 7 or 8 verses of Ephesians, which is that's the don't grieve the Spirit. Well, we're going to deal with not grieving the Spirit on its own in the next several days and what we think that means. But I want to deal with it, as is my custom, in chunks. I want to deal with it through contextual chunks. So that, and chunks is probably the wrong word, but it was the first thing I thought of. Passages is probably better. Contextual passages. This last section of what we call the Don't Grieve the Spirit section is really Paul giving you 6 ways that you put off your old life and put on your new life. And here's some examples. You turn from lying, that's put off lying, and put on telling the truth in the 25th and 26th verse. You take off uncontrolled anger and you put on self-control. He talks about not letting the sun go down in your wrath and then not giving place to the devil. You turn from stealing to working with your hands, useful labor. Notice you're taking one off, putting one on. You turn from harming people with your speech to upbuilding and uplifting people with your speech. In verses 29 and 30, when he let no corrupt word, but instead impart grace. You turn from bitterness to love, because he says don't be bitter, and then he tells you to imitate God as dear children and walk in love in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 5. He turns you from unrestrained lust, sexual lust, to a thankful acknowledgement of the good gifts of God. When you get into the 3rd verse, it talks about fornication, uncleanness, covetousness. And then he talks about thankfulness and inheritance. In every one of those cases, Paul is turning you from the old man to the new man, not by taking off the old, you become new, but rather acknowledge, renew the spirit of your mind, back in 4:23, and as you do that, you will have a role in your Christian experience to lay down the things that no longer define you and pick up the things that do define you. Again, this is not semantics. Some people say, well, it's just semantics. You preach the same thing. It's the same result. No. For too long, we've been told you put those things off or you go to hell. You put those things off, then you're righteous. Neither one of those are correct. Paul does not say anything about you living in that manner being that you're not saved or whatever. But rather, that all of those things look too much like the old man. That if you would change your mind and put on the new man, some of the garbage and trash that keep lingering around in your life need to be laid down because they don't look like you anymore. Peter would say, if you don't have these good things in your life, it's because you're blind and you've forgotten that you've been purged from your old sins. Peter was saying, if you're not seeing the fruit, it's not because you're not pressing the tree. That wouldn't work anyway. It's because you don't realize who you are. You have not acknowledged who he's made you to be, and thus you are thinking you have to do the change on your own. We'll deal with some of these things individually starting tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.